This is WLRN News. I'm Nancy Klingener. At the Roman Catholic Basilica in Key West, there's a grotto where the faithful pray when hurricanes are approaching the island. And islanders are turning to it now as they face a different threat. The Basilica of St. Mary, Star of the Sea, is not holding services, and its Adoration Chapel is closed. The church itself is open, so people can worship at a safe social distance from each other.
But where I would say the greater number of people are going is the grotto to pray.
Father John Baker says he's not sure why. Maybe it's because the grotto is outside, which may make people feel safer. Or maybe it's because Key Westers have turned to that place in times of peril for almost a century.
It's remarkable because I thought more would come inside the church, but more are going to the grotto.
It was built at the request of a sister of the Holy Name of Jesus and Mary who lived in Key West in the early 20th century. Hurricanes hit the Keys in 1909 and 1910. The worst one was in 1919. That one, it's estimated now, was a Category 4.
She said, if you pray before this grotto, before a hurricane, Key West will not suffer complete devastation. Since that time, there's just been a huge devotion to it, and we have not yet suffered complete devastation since it was built in 1922.
Hurricanes weren't the only trauma that Key West went through in those years. The Spanish influenza killed 79 people in 1918, 69 of them in a single month. I'm Nancy Klingener in Key West.